This is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right in with this one from Woman's Day. Kicked back with downtime you deserve. Woman's Day's picks for the best in new books, movies, and more. First, see a movie, Downton Abbey, for fans of The Crown, Victoria, high drama period pieces. The Crawley family returns in a film adaptation. It's now 1927 and the clan must host a nerve-wracking visit from the royal family. And that came out September 20th. For TV, kids say the darndest things for fans of America's Funniest Home Videos, Seriously Funny Kids. Comedian Tiffany Haddish will host the revival of the 90s show, asking real kids up for their hilarious points of view. And that's on ABC. Read a book. We have two here. A Single Thread by Tracy Chevalier. That's Chevalier. For fans of The Lost Girls of Paris by Pam Jenoff and The Alice Network by Kate Quinn. The author of Girl with a Pearl Earring tells of an unmarried typist embroidering kneelers for Winchester Cathedral. And the other book, Grown and Flown by Lisa Heffernan, Heffernan, and Mary Dell Harrington, Harrington. It's for fans of How to Raise an Adult by Julie Lithcott-Hames and Untangled by Lisa Damore, Ph.D. From founders of the Grown and Flown online community, expert advice and practical tips for parents of teens. From Better Homes and Gardens, what you need to know about pet insurance. More than 2.4 million cats and dogs are insured, and that number keeps growing. If you're thinking of signing up, consider these points. Who should get insurance? One consideration is whether you can afford to pay for an unexpected illness or emergency, says Jason Hargraves, managing editor for Insurance Quotes. Start by having a discussion with your vet, who likely has experience with various plans and can help you weigh the pros and cons, says Kurt R. Venator, DVM, Ph.D., chief veterinary officer for Purina. Some vet clinics offer their own wellness plans, so definitely ask, he says. Certain breeds are predisposed to health issues. If your pet is likely to need lots of care, insurance may be an economical option. Note, because pet insurance companies often don't cover pre-existing conditions, it's usually best to purchase a policy when your pet is young, says Ashley Rossman, DVM, at Glen Oak Dog and Cat Hospital in Glenview, Illinois. Question, what should I look for when evaluating plans? Answer, find out the cost to treat the conditions your pet is likely to get and imagine other scenarios for when your pet might need care. Then ask the insurance companies how these situations would be covered. Choose a plan with an affordable annual deductible and weigh the reimbursement percentages against the monthly premium. Question, how does it work? There are generally three types of coverage, accident and illness with embedded wellness, referred to as routine or preventative care, including vaccines, tests, and dental work, and accident only. About 98% of insured pets are covered by one of the first two types, says Kirsten Lynch, executive director of North American Pet Health Insurance Association. There's less variation in coverage compared to human health insurance in that all plans have deductibles, but most keep the coinsurance or reimbursement rate pretty good at 70 to 90%. Be sure to read the fine print. Some plans raise rates as the pets age. And as a little aside note, 11% of U.S. employers offer pet health insurance. I did not know that. From Good Housekeeping, their GHCL Star of the Month, Allery's Genius Bedding. Rest easy knowing your family will be protected against allergens, dust mites, and germs with these top-to-bottom sleep solutions that aced our Textiles Labs tests. They're talking about Allery's hot water washable mattress pad from $46, comforter from $90, and pillow from $20, available at aller-ease.com. Why it earned the GH seal? Allery's mattress pad comforter and pillow, all hot water washable. Wowed our fiber scientists with their quality construction, innovative design, softness, and more. One ultimate allergen defense. The pieces are made of fabric with incredibly tightly woven fibers. This stops microscopic particles such as dust mites, pet dander, and pollen from getting through to trigger allergies or irritation. Two, super easy and speedy care. Everything is machine washable in hot water and dryer friendly. Not only is this convenient, but washing bedding at a high temperature is the best way to kill germs and bacteria. Quality construction. We were impressed by how soft and comfy these felt without sacrificing durability. They held up well in our lab tests with no major signs of shrinkage or wear after 5 washes in hot water. And last, versatile comfort. Great for people sensitive to down who still want a fluffy feel. The comforter, pillow, and pad are all filled with a down alternative. Plus, they come in sizes to outfit everyone's bed. Good housekeeping tests it so you can trust it. From Martha Stewart Living, testing, testing. At-home DNA kits are trying to make learning about your heritage and health one click simple. But can you tell if Gloria Steinem is your cousin or if you're destined for diabetes? Before you jump into the gene pool, consider what experts say these tests can and can't reveal. Think of at-home genetic tests as that new astrological star charts. They both confirm things you already know, such as Virgos are organized, for example, and Danes tend to be blonde, and lure you in with the prospect of deeper insights. More than 26 million Americans, or 8% of us, have bought one for ourselves, a family member, or a pet, and by 2021, that number's predicted to jump to about 30%. However, unlike horoscopes, the tests are based in medical science and can have concrete takeaways. Yes, they can unveil long-lost third cousins or French lineage, but they also offer health details that, until fairly recently, you needed to make an appointment with a doctor or genetic counselor to discover. Kits run the gamut in scope and cost. The least expensive ring up at under $100 and zoom in on a specific topic, for example, Origin's hunger and weight DNA test. And Origin is actually spelled ORIG3N. That's $49 and reveals whether your tendency to hang on to extra pounds is genetic. For $199, you can get 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Bundle, which includes a limited screening of gene variants related to celiac disease, late-onset Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, and breast and ovarian cancers, among other illnesses. It also tells you if you're a carrier for certain conditions, such as sickle cell anemia, and generates a series of so-called wellness reports, e.g. your likelihood of being lactose intolerant or a caffeine junkie, and trait results like whether you're predisposed to get bunions or fear of heights. Others from companies such as Invitae and Color are available in doctor's offices and online and mostly look for cancers and heart conditions that can be treated before symptoms pop up. They're pricier, $249 to $350, but more comprehensive since they analyze more genes and variants and connect you with a genetic counselor to interpret your results. Think of 23andMe as highlighting the key paragraphs in a book, while Invitae and Color summarize whole chapters and hold office hours. There are plenty of reasons to take one of these tests, from pure fun to disease prevention. Before you spit or swab, weigh these pros and cons. Reason number one, to fill out your family tree. Pro, you might learn that you're 3% Portuguese or that you have 7 new cousins within driving distance. And if your medical history is a mystery, maybe you're adopted or your mom and dad aren't close with your parents or siblings, a test could give you a snapshot. Con, it's like opening Pandora's box. There's no predicting what you'll let out. You might have 7 new half-siblings, not cousins, in town. There are 5 things we tell people prior to a genetic test, says Deborah Matthews, Ph.D., geneticist and assistant director for science programs at the Johns Hopkins Institute of Bioethics in Baltimore. We could find nothing. We could find what we're looking for. We could find something we're not looking for. We could find variants we don't really understand, or we could find out your family structure isn't what you thought it was, like that your dad may not be your biological father, or that you're adopted. And this, she adds, happens more often than you might think. Two medical caveats: most genetic conditions are linked to hundreds, if not thousands, of variants, and consumer tests check only a small percentage of them. Plus, much of the genomic data we have today is based on a narrow slice of the population, namely people of European descent. So the tests may not be very helpful for people of African, Asian, Native American, or Latino backgrounds, says Matthews. Until these databases become more diverse, something companies are working on, that leaves a large number of people out of the picture. Reason number two, you're health obsessed. Okay, you're a typical hypochondriac. Pro, you stay on top of taking care of yourself, but some tests can cast a wider net. Per recent research led by Invitae, approximately 1 in 6 healthy DNA testers, or 16%, learn they may have a genetic risk for developing certain types of medical conditions. Your report could empower you to take preventative steps or to simply make better lifestyle choices. If a result gets you to think, wow, I'm going to start watching what I eat and exercising more, that's great, says Michael Stritzel, PhD, of Farmington, Connecticut. As a con, risk is a relative term. For some inherited disorders, like cystic fibrosis and Huntington's disease, having the associated variant puts your risk at 100%, meaning you're destined to get it, says Joel Eisenberg, PhD, professor of biochemistry and molecular biology at St. Louis University School of Medicine. But in most cases, having a known variant only increases it to some point above average. Sometimes that number is high enough to warrant action. Testing positive for a BRCA1 or BRCA2 variant can raise a woman's risk of developing breast cancer up to 80% and ovarian cancer by up to 54%. So knowing you carry one could potentially save your life. Also remember that DNA is just one variant. Risk is also influenced by age, environment, diet, physical activity, and medical and family history, among others. Reason three, you love a personality quiz. Pro, you'll get genetic answers to fascinating, to you, questions. Are you a thrill seeker or a worrier? Were you blessed with more brains or brawn? Which foods make your skin glow and can fine-tune routines accordingly? As a con, these tests aren't always great at individual predictions. Unlike those that screen for major medical conditions, which are based on research linking specific variants to significantly higher risk of a disease, wellness insights often pull results from genome-wide association studies. Translation, they look for common genomic signals in people who share a certain trait. But those commonalities may have very little impact on the subject of your test. It's an association, not a causation, stresses Matthews. If you really want to know whether you're a deep sleeper or not, we have a better idea. Ask your bedmate. And last, your Chiweenie has a curly tail. Pro, knowing your pup's percentage of Dachshund and Chihuahua via a test from Wisdom Panel, Embark, or others can help you tailor training and medical decisions. Since certain personality traits, diseases, and conditions are common among certain breeds. Additionally, you may learn that Titus got his corkscrew tail from a pug ancestor. No dog? No worries. DDC Veterinary has avian, feline, and equine kits, too. Con, like many tests for humans, these aren't 100% reliable. And not all companies check for all breeds. Wisdom Panel checks for more than 350. Embark lists over 250, so make sure the one you pick covers your dream dog. You could also, of course, learn that your beagle isn't a beagle at all. And if that's what your kids begged for, you might just decide to keep those results to yourself. A little health news from Family Circle. We've got subheadings here. First, stop the scare tactics. Of course, you don't want your kids smoking pot or drinking, but be careful how you communicate that to them. Being alarmist, such as you'll end up wrapped around a telephone pole, or threatening to punish them likely won't work, and may drive them away when new research found. When adults use scare tactics to talk about alcohol or drugs, but teens see their peers use them without harm, it creates a divide between generations and indicates that adults can't be trusted, says study senior author Emily Jenkins, University of British Columbia professor of nursing. But on the other hand, being too lenient may imply you don't care. Instead, have frequent conversations around appropriate use, such as if there's drinking at the party, how will you get home safely? Which is more likely to get your kids to listen. Question, I keep seeing fluoride-free touted on toothpaste tubes. Why is that? Answer, in the past few years, dental products labeled fluoride-free have increased in popularity, but the FDA-approved ingredient is actually not something to fear, says Brittany Seymour, DDS, at Harvard School of Medicine. Studies have investigated the link between fluoride and certain cancers, but they focused on the fluoride in water, not toothpaste, and have not found a strong association, according to the American Cancer Society. As long as you're not swallowing the paste, it's safe to use. And when you're shopping the toothpaste aisle, look for the American Dental Association, or ADA, seal, which means all the claims that the tube makes have been vetted. No rescheduling. Across all diseases, women are diagnosed later in life than men, according to a new Danish study. That's one more reason to prioritize your own checkups just as you prioritize your kids'. Would you ever reschedule and then eventually blow off the annual physical your son needs to play football this season? No way. Zzzz. Sleeping in on the weekend might feel luxurious, but new research found it won't reverse the negative consequences, like increased diabetes risk, of skimping on shut-eye throughout the week. Okay. Crash course. Your teen's chances of getting into a car crash may increase sevenfold when they reach for an item while driving, according to the National Institutes of Health. When you remind your kids not to look at their phones, add in the warning about grabbing for things, too. Next, from Good Housekeeping, dozing disorders. See your doctor if you suffer from these nasty nighttime symptoms. 1. Snoring and gasping. Sleep that's interrupted by snoring and gasping for breath means there may be obstructions in your airway. If your pillow partner says you do this, don't blow it off, because aside from making you feel worn out the next day, apnea can lead to heart disease or diabetes. 2. Restless, tingly legs. Now also known as RLS, Willis-Ekbom disease, this uncontrollable urge to move the legs, or a creeping, tingling, or burning sensation, is frequently caused by a neurotransmitter defect. Your doctor may suggest dopamine regulators, iron, and or sleep meds. Teeth grinding. Gnashing, grinding, or clenching your teeth, sometimes brought on by stress, leads to headaches and jaw problems, as well as damage to your pearly whites. A mouth guard or Botox injected into the jaw can protect you, and biofeedback or anti-anxiety meds may stop that urge. And the last one, randomly falling asleep. In this uncommon condition, sleep attack can happen at any time, causing you to conk out even while exercising or dangerously driving. Sufferers also suffer sudden muscle weakness. Yikes. One more reason to catch some Z's? People who sleep 7 to 8 hours most nights are less likely to feel anxious, say preliminary results from the new Your Total Wellness Index survey conducted by the Good Housekeeping Wellness Lab. Set aside time to relax, meditate, or exercise. All can help ease anxiety. And the last subheading, to nap or not to nap. Nap pods may be all the rage in Japan, but experts say that to be sharp, it's best to do all your sleeping in one nightly stretch. There's not a lot of evidence that napping increases alertness, and it can interfere with your bedtime, says Mark Wu, PhD, Associate Professor of Neurology at Johns Hopkins. If you work the night shift or party too late, periodic short naps are fine. But to avoid the wake-up groggies, doze in the afternoon, not the morning or evening, for just 10 to 20 minutes. A review in Sleep Medicine advises. Next, a couple of recipes for you. First, from Good Housekeeping, October's Harvest Figs. Their sweet flavor and jammy texture make them ideal for baked goods, but we love this fruit in savory dishes too. And they list three short little things you can do with figs. First, stuff them. Remove stems from a pint of fresh figs and cut a deep X in the top of each, making sure not to cut all the way through. Stuff with blue cheese and wrap with thinly sliced prosciutto. Or pickle them. Fill a glass pint jar with small fresh figs, which you've cut in half. Bring half cup each white wine vinegar and water, 1 tablespoon honey, 2 teaspoons cracked black pepper, and 1 teaspoon salt to a boil. Pour over the figs, cover and refrigerate until chilled. Or on a sandwich. Butter 2 slices of thick country-style bread, with the buttered sides facing out. Fill with sliced Gruyere and sliced fresh figs. Cook in a non-stick skillet on medium until golden brown and melty. I love that word, melty. From Better Homes and Gardens, aromatic rice pilaf. Hands-on time, 15 minutes. Total time, 35. Here's what we need. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1.5 cups minced yellow onion. 4 cloves garlic minced, 2 tablespoons minced fresh ginger, 2 tablespoons ground cinnamon, 1.5 cups basmati rice, 3 tablespoons tomato paste, 3 cups chicken or vegetable stock, 1/2 cup golden raisins, 1/2 cup unsalted roasted almonds, coarsely chopped, and 1/2 cup finely chopped fresh parsley. In a large, heavy pot, melt butter and oil over medium-high. Add onion, garlic, ginger, and cinnamon. Cook and stir 5 minutes or until onion begins to soften. Stir in rice and tomato paste. Cook and stir 3 minutes or until rice is well-coated and smells nutty. Stir in stock and 2 tablespoons salt. Bring to boiling. Reduce heat to low. Simmer. Covered 10 to 15 minutes or until rice is tender and liquid has evaporated. Place a kitchen towel or paper towel between pot and lid to absorb liquid from the steam to keep rice fluffy. Let stand 10 minutes. Fluff with a fork. Stir in raisins, almonds, and parsley. Serve immediately or at room temperature. And this serves 8. From Family Circle. Some family dinners. Chicken with garlic and sage sauce. In a large skillet over medium high, heat 2 tablespoons EVU, that's extra virgin olive oil. Pat dry 4 thin-cut, boneless, skinless chicken breasts and sprinkle with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Cook 6 to 7 minutes until cooked through, turning at the halfway point. Transfer to a plate. Add 1 tablespoon EVU. 3 cloves garlic grated, and 2 tablespoons chopped fresh sage to the skillet. Cook 20 seconds. Sprinkle with 2 tablespoons all-purpose flour and cook whisking until well incorporated, 30 seconds. Slowly whisk in 1 cup unsalted chicken broth, scraping up browned bits and cook to thicken slightly about 1 minute. Whisk in 1/4 teaspoon salt or to taste. Meanwhile, place 12 ounces trimmed green beans in a glass pie plate, cover with well-salted water, cover the plate and microwave at 100% 5 to 6 minutes. Drain any water, toss with 1 to 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, and season to taste. Serve chicken with sauce, beans, and crusty bread. And this serves 4. And as an aside, if you don't have fresh sage, use 2 teaspoons dried sage instead. If you don't have green beans, you can use broccoli florets the same way and cook those for 2 to 3 minutes. Another family dinner is sheet pan pork, butternut squash, and potato. Whisk 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar with 1.5 tablespoons EVU, 1/2 tablespoon finely chopped rosemary, 2 medium cloves of garlic grated, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Cut 1 pound peeled butternut squash into 1/2-inch cubes. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss with 1.5 tablespoons vinegar mixture, sprinkle with 1/2 teaspoon salt, and roast at 425 for 8 minutes. Cut 1 pound tricolor potatoes into 1/2-inch pieces. Toss with 1.5 tablespoons of the vinegar mixture and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Add to sheet with squash and roast 15 minutes. Meanwhile, sprinkle 1 pound pork tenderloin all over with 1/4 teaspoon salt and a few grinds of black pepper. Heat 2 tablespoons evu in a large skillet over high. Add pork and brown all over about 5 minutes. Remove veggies from the oven. Sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt and top with pork. Pour remaining vinegar mixture over the pork. Roast until the temperature reaches 140 degrees and veggies are tender, approximately 15 to 18 minutes. Rest pork 5 minutes, then slice. And this serves 4. Fall sweets from Good Housekeeping, easiest ever, caramel apples. Active time, 25 minutes, total time, 1 hour. For the apples, 8 wooden lollipop or ice cream sticks, 8 medium apples, such as Granny Smith or Gala, 1 14-ounce package of caramels, such as Kraft Traditional, unwrapped. That's what's going to take you the time. 2 tablespoons water. Then you have choices for your toppings. You can go with chopped peanut butter candies. They used Reese's Pieces. Crushed pretzels. Chopped roasted pecans and mini chocolate chips. Line a large baking sheet with nonstick foil. Insert stick into the stem end of each apple. In a medium saucepan, combine caramels and water. Cook stirring on medium-low until caramels are completely melted and smooth. Slightly tip the pan at an angle and dip 1 apple into the caramel mixture, rotating to cover completely. Spin to help excess caramel drip off and scrape caramel off the bottom of the apple. Then immediately press toppings onto the top or bottom of the caramel and transfer to prepared baking sheet. Repeat with remaining apples, caramel, and toppings. Refrigerate until set, 10 to 15 minutes, and this makes 8. From Good Housekeeping, blue cheese slaw. Active and total time, 10 minutes. We need 1/4 cup plain Greek yogurt, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 1 ounce blue cheese crumbled, kosher salt and pepper, 3 cups shredded green cabbage, and 2 stalks celery, thinly sliced diagonally. Whisk together yogurt, vinegar, blue cheese, 1 tablespoon water, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Fold in the cabbage and celery. This makes 3.5 cups. A couple of little handy things to know from Better Homes and Gardens. 508 calories. That's how many more calories people consumed when they ate a diet high in processed food compared to mostly whole foods. What's more, the people who ate mostly vegetables, fruits, nuts, and whole grains lost about 1 pound a week. Up your whole food intake by eating a fruit or vegetable with every meal and snack. Well, it sounds like we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Website is available as a podcast after the broadcast. ncreadingservice.org.